People with autism are significantly underrepresented in the workforce in Australia. More than half of working age Australians on the autism spectrum are currently unemployed, which is a big statistic. For some, even getting through a job interview can be tough, let alone fitting into a typical social structure of a workplace. But now some employers, particularly in the IT sector, are trying to change that. They're hoping to capitalise on a potential workforce with strong analytical skills and a keen eye for detail, as Claire Nichols reports.
24-year-old Jack Anderson is a software test analyst for Hewlett-Packard Enterprises. He also has Asperger's syndrome.
I analyse the system and the specs, and I'll be involved in coming up with scenarios to test certain aspects of the system and then writing test cases for those and then executing test cases and reporting any defects that in the system that are found.
Do you believe that your Asperger's syndrome is an asset in your role?
It definitely is, because the way I think logically is very similar to how the systems work. And it's also good because I feel like I need things to be right. And in a software system, things actually do have to be right, otherwise, like perfectly right, otherwise it just doesn't work.
People with autism can be very good at focusing and also having great attention to detail. And I think that's needed in many jobs in IT. And so the attention to detail is one area. Also, a real comfort in repetitive tasks. So things like software testing can be quite a repetitive job. Many people don't like that, but some people with autism really find that quite comforting.
Jay Hobbs is a psychologist and employment services manager for Specialist Turn, an organisation that works to get people like Jack Anderson into jobs. He says Australian adults on the autism spectrum have a workforce participation rate of just 42%, with many skilled workers unable to even get through the interview process.
And this could be just simply a misunderstanding on the person who's interviewing that person, because of the way they perhaps speak, might be a little bit different from others, or the honesty that some people with autism have. For example, talking about how workplace meetings can be a bit of a waste of time. I've had examples of people with autism have sort of said those sorts of things in an interview, during an interview, whereas non-autistic people might keep that to themselves in an interview.
Even though we all think it.
Well, exactly. Exactly. And so that honesty can be a real strength for people when they're offered roles, but it can also work against people with autism, particularly when you're trying to sell yourself.
Specialist Stern, along with Hewlett-Packard and the Australian government, established the Dandelion program in 2015. It specifically targets people with high-functioning autism spectrum disorder to work in IT roles in government departments. Jay Hobbs says 10 or more people are recruited at a time and there's no interview process.
So rather than an interview, we get people to do an online survey. So we get some of the information that we need that way. And then we invite people to a workshop. And during that, we work with Lego robots. And people can show us their programming skills and their ability to work with other people.
The traineeships last 3 years and don't just include specialised training for the recruits. Non-autistic staff also receive training.
Someone with autism who goes and sits and reads a book at lunchtime and doesn't talk to the other staff isn't being rude necessarily. They just may want a bit of downtime in their day. And so sometimes those social situations can be misinterpreted and that can cause issues. So if you do some training for other staff, non-autistic staff, then that can really help with understanding why someone with autism is acting the way they are.
The progress of the Dandelion program is being analysed by researchers at La Trobe University, with early results showing it's having a positive effect for both the business and its new employees. And it's not the only university to explore the potential of people with autism to have careers in IT. Chris Sharpley is a professor of neuroscience at the University of New England.
At one of the universities I'm associated with, we recently had an open day. And in that open day, we had a little robot, which was we used with the children with ASD. And a young girl, about 9, came along to see it. And she indeed was diagnosed with ASD. Within an hour, she was learning how to program it. And what's more important to us she was explaining how to do the programming to other children without a disability. So she'd made that jump across the communication divide by learning and doing something that she really liked, and then she was able to take the lead with other children. And we count that as the sort of thing that we really hope occurs with these children.
Last week, the university launched a new community program aimed at teenagers with ASD. The six-week course will teach the school students a combination of IT and social skills.
So there'll be incidental communication during the class, certainly from the students to the lecturer and vice versa, but perhaps between students as well. And then at the end, when perhaps they're a bit more relaxed, they've been doing something that they enjoy, we'll have this little debriefing discussion session. And our feeling is that that will probably get longer and longer as the sessions go on, as they become more relaxed with each other. And what we hope to do then is to feed back to them how well they've handled these social situations, the skills they've learned, and so that they might be able to transfer those to their normal school environment or wherever they want to.
That's Professor Chris Sharpley from the University of New England finishing that report from Claire Nichols. And the whole issue goes to this issue we've been discussing about here on Breakfast lately, about the importance of trying to find jobs for people with disability. The unemployment amongst people with disability in this country, unemployment rates are too high and there's no real reason for it. It's got to get people focusing on where skills can be matched to jobs. So important to leading a great, happy life.